Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. U.S. officials are announcing Brittney Griner, the WNBA basketball player, who was held for months in Russian prisons on drug charges, was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Two firefighters were killed after succumbing to injuries sustained in a three-alarm house fire in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania last night. That's about an hour's drive west of Allentown. A third person was also deceased 100 yards from the scene and is unclear if it's related to the fire. The fallen firefighters are from Community Fire Company, New Tripoli. Los Angeles County District Attorney Democrat George Gascon is making headlines with a new policy announcement this week that gives preferential treatment to illegal immigrants that break the law over victims of their crime. Quote, all charging determinations shall be undertaken with the goal of avoiding or mitigating the adverse immigration consequence of a decision when known, end quote. Tim Ward on Fox News is the DA of Tulare County, north of Los Angeles. He weighs in.
It's scary because the message that it sends to victims and really to the prosecutors in the office, because what it sounds like at its core is sanction preferential treatment for decisions of who does and who does not get charges filed against them. And quite frankly, I'm surprised no one else is talking about this, because as a prosecutor, that's a very scary concept.
San Diego, California will get its moment in the moonlight when the Orion spacecraft completes its final leg of the Artemis 1 mission on Sunday. The spacecraft will splash down about 50 miles off the Southern California coastline to an awaiting Navy recovery ship. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The state of Indiana filed a pair of lawsuits against Communist China's TikTok platform Wednesday, alleging they are deceiving consumers about its content and data security. The state said its lawsuits are the first of its kind against the popular app. Indiana's complaint says TikTok's algorithm is designed to addict young users and promote harmful content to them. The housing market in America continues to be all over the place. Buyers facing over 7% interest rates thanks to overspending by the government. Inflation is being fueled by the $5 trillion spent in the last couple of years. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell went so far recently to call the boom phase of the housing market a bubble when home prices soared 45% between January 2020 and June of 2022. The Democrats continue their push to change election procedures in America. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
The DNC is moving ahead with plans to make South Carolina the first state to hold a primary in the upcoming 2024 election cycle. South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace tells Fox that regardless of which party you're aligned with, this move shows the importance of the state.
On the Republican side, we're the first state in the South, and if you win South Carolina, you have about a 95% chance of winning the nomination. And you see the same kind of precedent on the Democrat side. And what this will do is showcase the issues in our state, which are national issues.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Hey, we're back with you. How are you? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, back from yesterday. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to have Paul Kemenar on in just a moment. He's a Washington, D.C. lawyer who is also a counsel of the National Legal and Policy Center. Lots of things to talk about. Of course, the Griner release and, of course, the big question. She's released. What happened? You know, what happened with Paul Whelan? Whelan's been in there a lot longer than Brittany Griner, and former Marine. Is this a check the box kind of thing? Is that what happened here? I don't know. It just questions come about here. People are very concerned because what the United States gave up here to Russia in returning, their Russian spy, it's just amazing. I mean, he's a bomber. To me, I would have thought that's a lot involved here. But we get Brittany freed, which is good. But Paul Whelan, a former Marine who served our country and clearly charged on something rather bogus and weak, he gets 16 years in prison. He's already been in there for 4 years. So a lot of problems here, and you're going to hear the president doing a lot of sidestepping, I believe, and dancing on this deal to figure out, what the heck happened. Why did Paul Whelan, and his family have been, they've been keeping the pressure on, on the White House. Imagine 4 years. And a couple things here recently in terms of him suddenly being removed out of the prison, taken to a hospital, then returned back to the prison. It's all very suspicious and disconcerting. I pray for the Whelan family. Victor Bout is the one, is the Russian exchange element in this whole deal. And Victor Bout wasn't, some nice minor offending guy. I mean, this is a serious threat and a huge exchange, for the Russians, as he was a known Russian arms dealer. So we'll have more on that as details become more available. We're still waiting on Victor here, but the thing that on Paul, our guest, we talked about this the other day. The case that could possibly overturn 2020 elections goes to Supreme Court. I think that's a missed title and a missed headline because This really, and this is the Brunson case that we're talking about that we brought to your attention a couple of days ago, and this has been circulating for, you know, for quite a while. What happens here in this weighing of the by the Supreme Court, the Brunson versus Alma case, it says to seek to overturn 2020 election. What it is to hold accountable those elected officials, at least my understanding, is to hold accountable those elected officials, which is, you know, like 300, you know, about 400 of our senators and congressmen that didn't do their job. It's a clear dereliction of duty, according to the Constitution. When an election is questioned, there is supposed to be a mandatory 10-day study investigation as to what the problem was. And as you know, in 2020, there was no... You know, there was no investigation. It was just dictated that that was the results, end of story. Even though as high as 70% of Americans in different polls have said there's something fishy about the 20. It just doesn't fit. And there's lots of questions. And I have some very dear friends who are just adamant, you know, like, get over it. You know, the election's over. Well, you know, the problem is when you get over it, the election's over. You have a threat of ongoing, you know, election fraud that's taking place. I mean, we got over it and ignored what happened in the 1960 election. We've continued to ignore things that have happened, maybe not as significant as a presidential race, but in lower races that affected the weight of Congress, the Senate. You know, and this has been going on for decades. And again, I remind you that we had an attorney general not that long ago, Eric Holder, who insisted there was no such thing as voter fraud. Well, you know, the Heritage Foundation has documented hundreds of cases of voter fraud and where people are in jail. So if there's no such thing as voter fraud, why are people going to jail? Why are they being indicted? I mean, you know, this is terrible. This is worse than the January 6th, you know, prisoners. If that's the case, Eric Holder. But clearly there is. And of course the general defense of it all is, well, that's just a, you know, couple thousand votes. It wouldn't have made a difference. You know, they lost by, you know, 20,000. Well, come on. You know, either we are a nation of rules or not. You can't allow any kind of even to the most minute suggestion that our elections are compromised. Because you know what happens? They just get better and better at getting away with this stuff. And then, you know, are we fairly represented? Is the voice of the people, you know, truly represented in Congress? Has it been their vote or is it somebody else's selection that has taken place? I think that's a fair question to ask, even for my fair-minded and not-so-fair-minded friends who are ideologically fixed and believe, hey, that's just the way it is. Oh, okay, all right. And what is being, you know, what is being suggested here is that, you know, that it is that we're, you know, I say we're, you know, the people who are suspicious of all this, that we're just a bunch of conspirators. You know, and also, as we talked about the other day with one of our guests, is the playing field. What is the playing field with elections anymore? Is it really fair? Is it, you know, one party is playing by a different set of rules and another party, you know, for whatever reason, they're not playing by the same set of rules. And the advantage seems to be toward one party versus another. Is that true representation of and for the American people? Which is amazing to me because you've got, with all the problems that you have that the Democrats were faced with clear policies. I mean, like energy independence. I mean, this wasn't anything that was created by the Republican Party. You know, this was by one man, a president of the United States that decided that America did no longer either deserve or needed to be energy independent. And look what's happened in the 2 years of his presidency. Everything has been compromised. You know, everything from the southern border to our supply chain, shortage of diesel, and Lord have mercy, God forbid that we run out of diesel. because you have no idea what kind of impact that will have. Well, maybe you have a little bit of an idea because you're seeing what's going on right now with the supply chain crisis, all created by policies that Joe Biden put into place. Well, it's hard to believe that the American people, en large, en masse, would say, oh, let's have more of the pain and the craziness that's going on. Doesn't seem to make sense. Stay with us. We got more time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Paul Kaminar joins us now. He's the Washington, D.C. lawyer who's also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center. Paul, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to join you.
Well, we're going to have to kind of lightning rob this because we had a little bit more time. Sorry for the phone problems, but we've got about 9.5 minutes to get through this very quickly. Okay. First of all, the Brittany Griner release, and along the way. For Victor Bout, and of course many people, particularly the family of Paul Whelan, upset that this former Marine is left in jail.
Yeah, that is very troubling. I saw the notice there and the clip just now, and it was just Brittany Griner coming out. She's been in there for some 8 or 9 months. And Waylon's been in there for what, four years?
Yes, right.
4 years. Yeah, it does seem very unfair in that regard. Now Biden did say that they're still working on it, but the deal was, as I understand it, that they were only going to give one prisoner up for one of ours that we have of them. So I don't know what other options they have, but we'll have to wait and see. But it is disheartening that Waylon was not let out. And Brittany Griner was.
I mean, here you got Victor Bout, who's a former Soviet military officer, sentenced to 25 years in prison. I mean, this is a merchant of bombs and weaponry, and
right.
This guy's a serious, a serious felon, a serious player, in Russia, and we're talking about a basketball player and a former Marine who is charged with some sort of bogus espionage deal. There's no predicate other than that he was a former Marine, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, no, that's right. So it really is unfair, and we'll have to see how this plays out, but it's really one where Biden's not arguing from strength. Mm-hmm. He is arguing from weakness and negotiating from weakness. But we'll see how this plays out.
Mm-hmm. And this weakness seems to be self-imposed, Paul, in my humble opinion. I mean, this is a problem we have with this chief executive officer. He has not been a leader of strength by no means. He hasn't demonstrated that whatsoever. We see this on the world stage and every place else. I mean, this is just, and this is what concerns me, is we're on, on the footing, a very shaky footing, of possible two extremely aggressive conflicts, whether, Ukraine continues to explode and China decides to do something. Meanwhile, Iran is licking their chops as well. And this is the commander-in-chief that we have in office today, brought to you by, the American people somehow.
Well, Bill, you mentioned a good point about China, and the issue there is whether or not Biden is compromised. We've got the Hunter laptop.
Yes.
And we filed a complaint, the National Legal Policy Center, with the Justice Department that Hunter Biden and the Biden Center at University of Pennsylvania should be registered as a foreign agent under the Foreign Agents Registration Act.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been basically nothing going on with his prosecution. They're going after him for some back taxes of $2 million, but the they don't appoint a special counsel to go after Hunter Biden, but yet they'll appoint a special counsel to go after Trump.
Right.
So you can see how that's, disparate treatment here.
Yeah, this is so obvious, what's going on. And we're going to talk more about the Trump issue in just a moment, especially with this recent, announcement that came out regarding his taxes. But yes, the problem is it's not only just Joe Biden that is compromised. The elites of America have been compromised as far as when it comes to Russia. That's been clearly, clearly laid out by, Miranda Devine, by Peter Schweitzer in his books. They're all compromised. I mean, Russia has come in to our country. Now they have, a law enforcement, based out of New York, that they're here in the United States. Law enforcement for China. This isn't the United States of America anymore. We are so captured and compromised that if people really understood the truth, Paul, I think their heads would explode.
Well, yeah, and with respect to the compromise of China, part of our investigation uncovered that the University of Pennsylvania, where Biden was receiving like $900,000 for a salary as a faculty member for making maybe a dozen lectures. They were getting from China some $60 million in contributions, and $22 million of that were listed as anonymous. And that, a lot of that poured in after Biden announced he was running for president. And the day that he announced, that very night, he went to the chairman of the trustees of the University of Pennsylvania for a big fundraiser for his high donor pals and the Democrats. So it is a despicable. And then what happens is Biden then turns around and appoints the president of University of Pennsylvania as our ambassador to Germany. And when she was testifying on the Hill for a confirmation, they asked her about, hey, what's with all these anonymous Chinese contributions you guys are getting? And she kind of danced around it and said, well, that's just a small part of our budget. And the Department of Education requires us to list it as anonymous contributions, which is total nonsense. And she, we think, committed perjury. And I can't wait until the Republicans take control of the House and we have an investigation by the Senate, I mean the House Judiciary Committee, that's chaired by Jim Jordan of Ohio, who's going to go after the Justice Department for the compromised FBI and the misdoings there. So hopefully, come January, we'll see some action on the Republican side.
Paul, 3 minutes left. I wanted to spend the rest of this time talking about the Trump Organization, the conviction, the verdict on tax charges. Break that down for us. I know you've been following
it. Well, yeah, that is really small potatoes. They went after the Trump Organization and not Trump or any of his family members for having fringe benefits given to some of the executives, including Alan Weisselberg, who's their chief financial officer, or fringe benefits that were not accounted as salary and thereby taxes should have been paid on that. And you're talking about a fine of, I think, $1.6 million, which is a rounding error in terms of the assets of the Trump Foundation. Normally, these kinds of cases are handled civilly. And I was surprised that they went after the corporation on criminal charges. They're going to appeal this, but in my view, this is nothing that implicates Trump or his family, even Alan Weisselberger, who masterminded this thing, and he's the accountant, so to speak. He testified that Trump and others were not aware of his payroll shenanigans. And Trump doesn't worry himself about, you know, fringe benefits to employees. He's too busy making deals with hotels and golf courses. And so I think this is nothing. What's probably going to be more troubling is what's going on now with respect to the Mar-a-Lago investigation with Jack Smith and going after the classified documents. And just yesterday, they found two more classified documents in a storage unit in Florida that was run by the federal government, by the way. This wasn't a public storage outfit. And that was found by Trump's lawyers and their team.
Yes.
They said, hey, we'll turn this over and we invite you to come up to Bedminster Country Club and search all our files there. And the Justice Department said, no, we're not going with you. So they're playing fast and loose here, Justice Department.
Well, the objective here is to continue to bruise up the Trump name, the Trump brand, and the Trump Organization. Because the last thing they want, the deep state wants, is Donald Trump running for president in 2024, no doubt. Paul Kaminar has been our guest. Paul, look forward to having you back. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
sponsored by Meta. This holiday season, Meta is excited to announce new ways to make a difference. When you sign up to donate monthly to a nonprofit on Facebook, Meta will match your donation after the second month. Meta will match up to $7 million in total across all organizations in celebration of giving season. In addition to connecting with nonprofits, people use Meta's platforms every day to connect with individuals, groups, and businesses. Also, this holiday season, Upworthy is inviting people to share their most extraordinary stories of connection on Meta's products, like Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and more. Submissions can be about experiencing a random act of kindness, finding your chosen family, or coming together with like-minded people to do something you never thought would be possible. Upworthy may highlight select stories. The holidays are about giving back, and a small connection you make online could make a huge difference in the world. Meta is looking forward to helping connect people this holiday season and beyond by making the ordinary feel extraordinary. For more information, visit facebook.com/upworthy or instagram.com/upworthy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. officials are announcing Brittany Griner, the WNBA basketball player who was held for months in Russian prisons on drug charges, was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Los Angeles County District Attorney Democrat George Gascon is making headlines again with a new policy announced this week that gives preferential treatment to illegal immigrants that breaks the law over victims of their crime. Tim Ward on Fox News is the DA of Tulare County, north of Los Angeles. He weighs in.
Decisions of who does and who does not get charges filed against them. And because as a prosecutor, that's a very scary concept.
After completing a jaunt around the moon, the Orion spacecraft will splash down off the coast of San Diego, California on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Craig Huey to join us in just a moment. Well, he is right now from electionforum.org, the one and only Craig Huey. Craig, good to have you with us. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Always good. Are you on the West Coast like I am, you know, just enjoying paying $6 a gallon of gas or what?
Well, I spent a week there. 2 days ago, I flew back to the free state of Tennessee, experienced the difference between a state of oppression and a state of freedom.
It is dark here. I mean, I've been here for almost a month, and it is very dark and depressing, which breaks my heart. I mean, you and I grew up here. I mean, we've spent how many years did we spend in California? And to see what it's been reduced to by a uniparty state and effort. You know, this is sad. It's sad on many levels, but I'm especially sad for, you know, the people here in California, many of which are, and not many, but some of which are my own children, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's heartbreaking because your listeners across the United States may not be able to quite put their minds around this. But, you know, Bill, I grew up in California. I was born in California.
Right.
California is where I started my business, and that's where I raised my family. And California, I love many aspects of it. I love the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, it has transitioned in the last 15 years, accelerated that transition in the last 5 years into a really
oppressive society where people are afraid. People are a huge portion are paranoid about masking and controlling people's lives, and you've got this sense of depression and fear on the people, and you say hi to somebody, and they look at you as if you might stab them. You've got a crime wave that's going on, a homeless explosion that makes life dangerous. If you watch the news in Los Angeles area, San Diego area, San Francisco area, you think that you better not go outside your house because you're going to be shot.
Right.
And indeed, there's reality to the fact of the home invasions, the break-ins of the stores, and how people are not doing so many things that they used to because of a fear of what could be out there.
Yeah.
And you don't see that in other states like Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting you should talk about the lack of greeting. This is one thing I noticed right away. I'm in Irvine, okay? Irvine, across the line of demarcation of conservatism and liberty and that sort of thing. And
right.
I go on my daily walk. I take the family dog with me. And so we're out walking and you're passing by just, you know, even in Florida, Craig, you say hi to people, you know, they hi back, you know, it's with a smile, that sort of thing. And here, I cannot tell you. I'll say hi to people, and they look at me like, "What are you, some kind of idiot? What are you greeting me for?" You know?
Exactly. We'll be in California, and we'll be walking along a trail. We'll be down at the beach, mm-hmm. and I always say hi to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way California used to be.
Exactly.
But people look at you today as if there's something wrong. I'm in danger. I got to just ignore this person, and they just keep on going. But the rudeness, I went into in Florida, people are polite.
Right.
In Texas, people are polite. I just got back from Prescott, Arizona.
Mm.
People are polite.
Right.
I go to a restaurant in California, and the person shoves his way in front of me, opens the door, doesn't hold the door open, just runs into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
No politeness.
Yeah.
No courtesy, no respect, and there's a psychological, emotional, and social difference that the welfare state of California, that the socialism that is at the local, county, and state level is robbing people of joy, robbing people of incentive, and robbing people of social manners. That you know you find elsewhere in the nation.
Yeah, yeah. We need therapy. We need God. You know, really. I mean, it's a hot mess here. There's no doubt about it. Craig, there's several things I want to talk to you about, but this one that has been boiling up here. We reported on it earlier this week. This is the Brunson versus Alma S. Adams case. Now. This is a lawsuit that has been brought on not by attorneys. We're talking a couple of American citizens, which is, you know, really gets me excited because, you know, we've been talking all the time. You and I talk about we the people. What does we the people look like? Let me tell you, the Brunsons are demonstrating to everybody what we the people look like. They're not attorneys. But, you know, the one brother, he is a legal beagle in a sense that he's self-trained. He has gone through this process. I think a couple of things that he is, pursued has gone to the Supreme Court. This one now is going to be heard by the court, and this has to do with the 10-day audit of the 2020 elections, and he's basically suing about 400 of our elected officials who refuse to honor the our Constitution that says when you have members of Congress calling for a 10-day audit, that is a must. It's non-negotiable. It needs to happen. And yes. Congress decided to ignore that, and they're being called out and being held to account on this, and we're going to see what this, how the Supreme Court rules on this. Now, they, you know, there are some reports that this could potentially remove Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, because they're part of the indicted group of elected officials who did not, you know, who did not support a 10-day audit. And so... I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. But this has been one of those things that's kind of been bubbling in the background. And right. It's not necessarily about, you know, fraud in the elections. This has to do with procedure that breaks the law. And so, I mean, God bless the Brunsons for doing this, because this has not been an easy task, because this has been, you know, time consuming. It has been gut twisting, and they have held their ground and moved forward. And now it's before the Supreme Court.
And Bill, here's a couple of thoughts about it, because we really don't know how this is going to play out. But we do know that there's multiple lawsuits. This one is further along than others,
mm-hmm.
where the truth is being exposed. The truth is basically unraveling the lie mm-hmm. that there was not voter problems, voter fraud, voter difficulties that should not have taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to be seeing is, again, a demonstration of truth being articulated. Now, what's the second thing is, what's the Supreme Court going to do? And here's the thing. We all know that one of the great legacies of President Trump is putting in not judicial activists, but strict constructionists.
Yes, originalists. Yes, right. Exactly.
Originalists. And so he's transformed the court. But that doesn't mean that a conservative outcome will happen. And part of the reason for that is that the court is very strict in taking a look at what has been the past court rulings, what will be less damaging or harmful or disruptive to society, and so there's a variety of different factors that go into play that the Supreme Court might either pass or not rule that we would want. But I got to tell you, it's being aired. It's something that's going to be another promotion of the election integrity for the future.
Right.
Because the awareness level is really good.
Well, it's... I agree in part with that, but the decision by the Supreme Court is key. If they
yeah.
just kind of, you know, kick the can up the road, as they say,
yeah.
You know, no bueno. That's not going to help us out, especially when you've got a majority of Americans very suspicious about the 2020
yeah.
elections. Got to go to break. More from Craig after this. Stay with us.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
Love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and More. Delivery available. Drink responsibly, D21.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
He's the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, The Huey Report. Craig Huey continues with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. So, Craig, I guess to wrap a bow around this Brunson case, again, people should be encouraged, you know, because we talk about we the people, but, you know, they really don't understand how we the people works. And the elites are happy to take over. And recently I've heard, notices coming out of the Biden administration, Nancy Pelosi, kind of poo-pooing this idea of we the people. Again, you know, taking a bite at our U.S. Constitution and negating something that is so efficacious and foundational, you know, to the freedoms and to how our country is supposed to run, right?
Oh, yeah. It's an example of what, you know, we have to understand that we're a republic. And the genius of the founders of America, the men who were praying about what type of government to create, the men who, in the Declaration of Independence, said, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. These concepts formed our republic, where we have three different branches of government. And that's to protect us from abuse of power by the president, abuse of power by the Congress, and to be able to have the Supreme Court check those, mm-hmm. and to be able to have this full circle where they're actually put into power by the Congress and approved by the president. It's a checks and balance system mm-hmm. that prevents abuse of power. And so on display with the Supreme Court was this case on voter integrity, as well as so many other cases that are being heard right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example of the brilliance of America that separates, distinguishes us from all the other nations where there's so much abuse of power, and it's not stoppable. Here, we have the chance of having abuse stop.
Yes.
And that's because we're a republic, and that's because there's separation of powers and checks and balances.
Exactly. And as you quoted, you know, parts of the Declaration of Independence, so key here. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Think about that. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is what a democratic republic, this was our Declaration of Independence. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
Yes.
Okay. So you question right now, with all the shenanigans that have been going on, do you really have the consent of the governed? I question that. And it also says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. I mean, we're three paragraphs into the Declaration of Independence, and you compare that to where the United States of America is right now in its leadership. They are in violation of our founding document here, Craig.
They definitely are. And an example, one of the ways that the pro-socialist Democrats that are now in power in Washington, D.C., what they're doing is creating this kind of a spirit of dependency. And part of that, for example, is the student loan.
Right.
Where you go to people, you know, some whatever it is, 30, 40 million people, saying, we're going to wipe away your debt. You know, we're going to make it so that your obligations are no longer valid. We'll just have the taxpayers pay for it. And this idea of being able to carve out different groups of people to create dependency upon government and increase power and control.
It's not only dependency, but prejudice and support of one political party over another.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's buying a vote. It's buying support. And breaking
They're and so bold. I mean, the hubris of it all. They're buying votes with our money. I mean, give me a. I mean, this is like the unions. Okay, your union dues are going in to the pot to support a political interest that I'm antithetical to. Wait a minute. You know, so the same rub that happens there, but on a grander scale, when we talk about, a federal application and I believe misuse of public funds.
Just think. So let's say there's 30 million people who say, oh, my goodness, Biden's so wonderful. These Democrats are so great. They're going to forgive our student loans. We won't have this debt any longer. Let's make sure we vote for them. Well, how many of them, number one, which votes from voting Republican because it was their self-interest to vote for the Democrats and the loan forgiveness, and then how many would not have voted at all? Well, probably over 60-70% of them would not have voted. You move 5-10% of them into the poll, you help increase the voter turnout dramatically.
Mm.
And this is just one of dozens of cases where they basically carve out different segments of our society to create this government dependency.
Yeah, it divides us. It makes us the undivided United States of America. Un-United States. Yeah, that's what they've done effectively. But, people continue to do this. And the thing is, it's so incredible about it because you follow these policies, Craig. And on one hand, they're giving and the other hand, they're taking away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, we want everybody to drive electric vehicles, right? So the government's going to give up to $7,500 in rebates for electric vehicle. Well, the manufacturer says,
Well, if they're going to get $7,500, we're going to up the charge of the electric vehicle by $6,200. So what's the net gain? You know, so forget about the $7,000. I mean, why even get involved? You know, the government, every time they get involved, they make it worse. They're not helping the situation, are they?
They are. And indeed, for every listener, if the Supreme Court does not, hopefully the Supreme Court is going to stop the student loan because it's so unconstitutional.
Yes.
And such effective abuse of power for bypassing Congress and just saying this is what's going to happen. That's not our republic. That is dictatorship. Mm. And the Supreme Court hopefully is going to find that is wrong and say he can't have this loan forgiveness. But the fact is, people look at it. They think that this is a great idea. They don't understand that taxpayers are going to be paying for it through inflation.
Exactly.
You've got close to $1 trillion of money vanishing and being created out of thin air. It adds to the deficit. It creates a creation of the money supply in such a way that the prices will continue to rise.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, our nation's in crisis because of this inflationary cycle. It will only compound it and make it worse, and prices will go up more.
Exactly. And the president wants us all to believe that it's because of Putin. No, it's not. I mean, Putin did not make us energy dependent. One, Joe Biden made us energy dependent. Somehow, a majority of Americans really felt that we needed to be energy independent. Energy independence wasn't good. Our southern border being sealed up wasn't good. National security, not good. You know, we need to have national insecurity. We need to have Russia all revved up and China revved up and, you know, beating their chest to take over America's dominance. No, you know, I mean, this is ludicrous. But, this is where we are today. But if we don't have more actions like what the Brunsons are doing to demonstrate what we the people represents and take our government back, Greg, I'm afraid we could be at that tipping point where, you know, we're heading to the final exit of Revelation, you know, the final book of Revelations.
Yeah. Well, through all the turmoil, through everything that we're going through, and we see all these different problems with the federal government, with the state governments, with the political parties. We see all the drama going on.
Mm,
we
right.
can't let this despair overwhelm us. We have to put our hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication.
Yes.
Let our requests be made known to God. And keep this whole thing in prayer. We need
Amen.
To pray for the Supreme Court case.
Exactly. About a minute and a half left, Craig. I wanted to address the war of terror against Elon Musk. I mean, he is outside of the cabal and the lever pullers that we're talking about here. And they're cranky. They don't like Elon Musk, where at one point he was the darling, right?
You know what? He has been all over the place. You can't put your trust in a man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put your trust in Elon Musk. But right now, he's a hero. He's standing up for free speech. He's breaking the stronghold that Twitter had and allowing it to be open to free speech finally.
Mm-hmm.
And he's revealing the corruption of what happened in the collusion between the FBI, the Department of Justice, other agencies, the Biden campaign, and influencing and unconstitutionally Twitter, but also the truth is going to be coming out about Google and Facebook and the other entities where this collusion took place.
Mm-hmm.
He is a hero, but here's the thing. The SEC, the FTC, all these government agencies that are politicized, they're sending their investigators to his different company.
Exactly.
To destroy him. And for the
We got to leave it there, Greg Huey.
You're
thank
like
you,
most
buddy.
Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family.
My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.